Flatlands Field and Foul.
Check 1, 2. How does this sound? Hopefully good. Well, just on the east side of lot of Barstow, on the west side of Las Vegas. Heading east, back to Vegas. Spent the week with some family in the central coast of California, Santa Maria, beautiful area. Don't know where that is. It's about 3 to 4 hours to the north of Los Angeles. I'm flying down the Interstate 15, I think it is. Battling traffic. The speed limit is 70, and most folks go between 80 to 90, which is nice. Makes things go by a little quicker. This little rental car of mine doesn't seem to have a whole lot of problems keeping pace. Been really good on fuel, so I can't complain. Been trying to push the speed envelope a bit here. You know, make a bit of better time so I can have some buffer time in Vegas. Maybe, you know, hit the gym, run a couple miles before getting on the plane and getting back home. It's a just over a three-hour flight, so it's not bad, but I'll be back in Winnipeg at 12:35 a.m. local time. So not really looking forward to that. However, it was worth it to buy these flights. So even though there's a 6 hour and change drive from the coast or from Santa Maria to Vegas each way, up through Bakersfield and it's actually a really cool drive. There's a couple boring parts around close to Bakersfield, but you know, it's not really a big deal coming from the prairies. You know, if you drive from Manitoba, like southeastern Manitoba to Calgary or Edmonton in winter, it's really, well, not that exciting. And all of us that have done it know, if you do it in the dark versus the day, there's not really a whole lot different. Other than that, there's more deer on the highway at night, I think. Today I finally on the way home, I saw some elk cows back in California. Guess I shouldn't say back in California, I haven't crossed the state line yet, but I don't know, what was there, 4 or 5 cows on the side of a hill off the highway. It was a fairly quiet, just a 2-lane windy highway up and down, very beautiful, no complaints. And I didn't see a bull or anything, but I don't know if they've shed their antlers by now. I don't think so, but I don't know. It's a little bit different of a climate down here as it is. One of these days, I went for a hike, it's a bit of more of a hill than a mountain, but it's called Hazard Peak, and we saw one deer on there, and we saw a couple deer off the highway the other day as well. It was nice. You know, I'm always looking for wildlife. So it was nice to see some wildlife, actually close to my cousin's place, there's a park, and actually I saw for the first time I saw a speckle-bellied goose there, so that was cool. There was some, looked like some lessers, maybe some Ross geese there. There was a bunch of mallards ripping around, big healthy looking mallards, nice looking table fare, I'll tell ya. No complaints. No complaints. section. Or it's a four lane, but whatever. Two lanes each way, and it seems like everybody gets congested when they're passing semis. That's annoying. Because the balls of the semis are restricted to 55 mile an hour. So I don't know what this guy's doing. He's probably doing about 65 in his Peterbilt sharp looking truck. You know, this first, I don't know, 20 miles out of Barstow, to the east of Barstow. You know, in the Fast and the Furious movie, the first one, in that part where Paul Walker and Jordana Brewster are chasing down Toretto and his cronies when they're going to hijack a semi. And, you know, they're driving that orange Supra flying down the interstate. That's pretty much what it looks like here. A gradual sloped ditch. Just desert. Sand. Hills or mountains on the either side. And little brush everywhere dotting the landscape. That's on the way here, or when I was heading west down here, that's exactly what I thought about. And I think about it again. And I can't see any wildlife now. Wish I could, but I'll just focus on, I guess, almost narrating my drive and not getting into a crash, because that wouldn't do anybody any favors, especially not my driving record. So we had some great barbecue this week, or this past week. Farmer's Market in San Luis Obispo. San Luis Obispo. Slow. As they call it. Every Thursday they have this big-ass farmer's market that they block up some streets. And they'll have, like, street performers playing. Whatever. Little bands playing here and there. Super fresh produce and fruits. And number of different barbecue spots cooking on the street and various food trucks. I tried a churro for the first time. It's like a, basically it's kind of like a mini donut in a stick formation, which is way better than a mini donut. It's ridiculously good. I think that's a Mexican thing, but I could be wrong. I looked into it and it appears as though there's a churro truck in Winnipeg, so I'd like to, I'm gonna have to check that out in the coming months, because it was dang good. I was lucky to be able to get out and run almost every day as well, on top of hiking and mountain biking. And there was the gym I go to back home, there was one, I don't know, a 2 minute, 3 minute walk away from where I was staying with my cousin. So that made things easy to go to the gym most days. And we did some pretty cool mountain biking. A local hill. Some good lines up and down. Pretty sure I saw mountain lion tracks. It's pretty common out there. I didn't get to see a cat or anything, but beggars can't be choosers, I guess. A week ago on my way out here in Bakersfield, then there was this coyote that was, I guess they had cleared these couple fields in a row of their fruit trees, and out there, there's pretty much an embankment along the road everywhere. I guess, I don't know, to keep water in, maybe. It's pretty dry. Like a pretty, like, I don't know, a 2 foot, 3 foot embankment. Just a gradual down kind of thing. And there was a coyote that came up onto the edge of it, and I thought, dang, son, at home you'd be dead. You would be dead. Oh well, not at home. Free pass today, boy. Also, I've come to realize that if you're buying coffee from a major chain, Dunkin' Donuts has a better coffee than McDonald's out here. I had a Dunkin' this morning and it was dang good. Now I'm having a McDonald's and it's just not good. It's okay. Steinbach's is better. But I couldn't find the Dunkin' in Barstow. I didn't. Well, I didn't want to put in the time because I'm trying to get to Vegas as fast as I can. So, what are we doing here? Slowing down. It goes from flying down the highway, down the interstate, to all of a sudden just, you lose 20 mile an hour. Like, what's going on here, folks? Also, one thing I found interesting. On the I-15, I don't know how common this is, but on the I-15 at the California-Nevada state line, there's a vehicle inspection station. So I don't know what they're looking for, but you have to drive through these booths. And I don't know, I just got way through last time. So I don't know if there's, I wonder if they're stopping most big rigs. Should be coming up to that any time now. The weather's been great. It's been phenomenal. It's been kind of low 20s to high teens in Celsius the entire time I've been out here. It definitely dips down at night to like 5 to 8 degrees kind of thing. I mean, maybe a bit warmer. Last night it was fine. It depends on the day, I suppose. But overall, the temperature now, like for winter, like, it's beautiful. And I don't think it really changes a whole lot. Yeah, it gets warmer. It stays a bit warmer in summer. Imagine living in a climate where it just doesn't really change. I guess that's why there's so many people in Southern California. Little to no bugs. It's dry. The weather's beautiful. Sunny almost every day. And it just doesn't get cold. Cold is like 2 to 3 degrees, and then people are freaking out, which I find hilarious. But again, I guess when you're from the Great White North, that's the kind of thing that's gonna happen. I think that we are on average a maybe a hardier people, us northerners. You know, we have to deal with the weather. It's hard sometimes. You know, anything below minus 20, 25, it's difficult. It's not easy. I mean, yeah, we get used to it. And we deal with it. Obviously, and construction production carries on. I mean, unless if it's super cold, yeah, it'd take a cold day or a snow day, but it's amazing what we can do I guess we could take it as a badge of honor. When we do get the heat as well. Talk about a July humid, sweat infused week or three at a time. God, it's coming. But let's put up with our winter now first. I've been checking the weather every day back home, and it's like -5, -3, -10. Like, oh, these are nice temperatures. I'm really hoping that it's not crazy cold tonight when I land in Winnipeg. I hope my truck starts at the airport. I don't know when I'll release this. Maybe today, maybe another time. I don't know. We'll see how it sounds. Oh. If you're looking for a used car, check out Stonebridge Auto. Full service mechanic shop there as well. Get your repairs done there. Another new podcast I'd like you to check out. The Deep Freeze with Mr. Tanner Friesen himself. Check it out. Check it out. It's good. I enjoyed it. I would recommend, or I do recommend. Tell them I sent you. Tell them Flatlands Fuel and Foul. Bushmaster 25 sent you there. I think his handle is tfreeze31. As we've mentioned many, many times. I'm fascinated with, not fascinated, but it's interesting how much the gas prices change around here. At one station you'll see $3.99 a gallon, then all of a sudden you'll see $3.49 a gallon, and then there's like a $3.39 a gallon. Like the highest I saw was maybe $4.29 somewhere. But it's like if you're even a little bit off of the main drag, then it's way cheaper. I guess you gotta know your market, know where people are desperate to get their fuel if you're just passing through and don't wanna deal with looking for a cheaper fuel stop. Whereas being a good Mennonite from Manitoba, I don't care where I have to drive, I'm looking for the cheapest fuel. It's just built in.
Self-well-being was hindered by my cold.
And I think jumping on the plane compounded it. So, you know, of course I didn't sleep the day before flying out. I was just too darn excited. So, all that, plane ride. And then, to top it off, I had made plans to drive from Vegas to Barstow. I had a room booked and everything. And then the next day I would travel from Barstow to Santa Maria. But in Las Vegas, then our airline, a budget airline from Canada, won't say any names, but it rhymes with poop. Luggage was, we had cleared customs in Winnipeg, my whole flight. We had cleared the American customs there, so we were all set to go. So, and we were instructed on the plane to pick up our luggage at Carousel 25, I think it was. You know, like a normal flight, you fly somewhere, you pick up your luggage in the carousel in the open, it's all good, you carry on with your life, you go wherever you're going. Well, yeah, all of us on the plane that had check bags, we all happily strutted out of security into the open common area to our carousel to go grab our stuff. Well, it didn't come. And then all of a sudden we found out that our airline had transported our baggage to behind security to a different place, so they had brought it to the wrong place, assuming that we had to go and clear customs yet, which we had already previously done. And the time kept going by, and I was starting to get worried that my rental car would be, I was running out of cushion room on my car rental reservation, which eventually worked out just fine. But so we had to, everybody that had checked bag had to wait at least 2 hours after our flight, after we got off the plane, to collect our baggage. And as a budget airline, they're not gonna, people were getting furious. I was getting mad. I felt like garbage. I wanted to just curl up and sleep there for 3 days at the time. I was just beat down, tired, mad with the baggage, and starting to worry if I could drive the 2 hours to Barstow. And that's like, I was, again, I did not feel good. Pretty sure I had a fever. Starting to worry that I would not be able to drive 2 hours. I needed to go to bed. That's what I needed. So I got my car. After the 2 hours later, got my baggage, got my car, the shuttle and everything, the reservation all worked out. And I ended up just forgetting about driving to Barstow, and I rented a room in Las Vegas. Tried to sweat it out as best I could overnight. Walked into my hotel room, threw my luggage on the counter, cranked up the thermostat as high as it would go. I think it went up to about 85 or 86 degrees or something. Cranked that sucker up. I don't know, probably went to the restroom and just curled up, set a pretty laxed alarm for a later time in the morning than I wanted, but sacrifice for trying to feel better. Woke up at a decent time, just sweaty, and carried on. I think I could have made it to Barstow. It wouldn't have been pretty, but I think I could have done it had the luggage been on time. But that's the way it goes, I guess. Hopefully I can get a rebate on that room I didn't use. I suppose I'll find out. I'm guessing probably not. I wouldn't be mad if they would give me a break on it, but I guess that's the price you gotta pay when you wanna get the puck on all that's done, Jerry. How about that guy? He's got a good little podcast going, The Grapevine. Check it out, I like it. Big fan of his. Always have been. Always will be. Oh man, beautiful mountains here again. Absolutely stunning. If you ever get the opportunity, I would recommend, if you're used to the boring prairies, fly to Las Vegas, drive from there to, just drive west. Take the number 15 to the 58 to the 223 to the 99, head south, link up to the, and get yourself onto the PCH 101. It's a beautiful drive. Especially further west, then you get into ranch country. Oh, it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Hard to beat it. Yeah. You might get lucky and see some deer and elk as well. Now my plan is, if I can get to Las Vegas in the next hour and a half, or just under, which is feasible, hopefully I can run a couple miles, work out, grab some grub, and head to the airport. Call me a WhatsApp and say, just be able to see my cousin was the best part. Just be able to spend time again. I don't know. I'll have to figure that one out. I guess, who cares? Who cares what my favorite part was?
Peace out.